Hello and welcome to the next video. This video is called Stitch and it's based on breathing while running. Hey, do you remember when you first started running? When I first started running, I had difficulty talking to anyone. I remember when I was in a running group and there's people, I saw them all getting into the groups and they would chat with their partner and they talk about this and they talk about that, and people would come up to me and try to talk to me, try to get me going, and because I'm a relatively shy guy. And they're trying to talk to me and I try to talk back and I just can't do it. I'm like, look, I want to run. I'm enjoying the group. I just can't talk to you. I can't do it. I could not do it. Because whenever I tried to talk, I'd get out of breath. I'd get out of rhythm. I'd feel horrible. And I'd get these pains in my side known as a side stitch. And it would really just make me stop. I remember doing some triathlons. And I'd do good in the swim, good in the bike, and then I'm running. You know, I'm running. And then I get to a point in the race where I go, oh my gosh, I got this pain in my side that is making me stop. So what I used to do is this. I'd pinch it with my fingers. I'd pinch it and go, oh, that's going to help it go away. And then go to this side. Oh, now I got on this side. And then that didn't work. So then I read, well, maybe you got to run with your arm up in the air and that helps get rid of it. So I tried that. I tried everything. But what usually would help is I'd have to stop, slow down, let everyone that's near me pass me, which was, for me, hard to take. And then get into a rhythm where I could run. And it took me years on how to figure this out. I read books. I took some classes. And I did a lot of practice on myself to get myself rid of stitches. Now, if you come run with me, like I am the guy now who will chat throughout the whole time. I've figured this out. And it really comes down to, well, how do we breathe when we're running? Now, we have a little presentation here, PowerPoint. So I'm going to stop talking. Well, I'm going to stop standing up and talking to you. And I continue talking into the computer. Let's go to the PowerPoint and learn about how to breathe when you're running and stitches. Okay, run breathing. What we want to do is we want to aim to belly breathe. When I first learned this, I go, what the heck is belly breathing? There's basically two types of, well, look, I'm not a breathing expert, but what I understand is there are two types of breathing. You can breathe with your belly or you can breathe with your chest. And most, I think a lot of guys, a lot of people in North America are chest breathers and they're not belly breathers because they don't want to let their belly out. They're always kind of sucking their belly in. That was for sure me. I was not a belly breather, I was a chest breather, so I had to learn how to belly breathe. And basically what you can do, you can lie down on the floor, put your hand on your belly, and when you inhale, your belly should rise. And when you exhale, your belly should fall down. That's belly breathing. If you find that if you put your hand on your chest, when you inhale and your chest rises, then when you exhale your chest falls, but your belly stays the same, then you are a chest breather. So you need to switch that up. That's the first thing, is you want to become a belly breather or breathing from your diaphragm or a diaphragmatic breather. Number two, did you know that we all breathe in a footed pattern, like when we're running? Did you know that? I didn't know that. So breathing in a footed pattern basically just means that we're breathing in and out when we're landing on a particular foot, and that's it. Most runners are right-footed breathers, which means we are inhaling and exhaling off of our right foot. And most use a 2-to-2 rhythm, which means we're inhaling while taking two steps and exhaling over two steps. We want to try to breathe in through the nose and mouth and breathe out through the mouth, although this can be a personal preference. Okay, so remember at the beginning of the video I talked about a side stitch? This was a picture of me. Well, it's not a picture of me, but this was me in races. I would get to a point where I had such a bad stitch in my side that I would have to stop, and it was really, really painful. So what do you do? Okay, so the first thing you do is this. You need to pay attention to what foot are you exhaling on. Do you know if I came up to you and said, hey, what foot are you exhaling on? Would you be able to say? There's probably a very good chance that you do not know. So the first thing we need to do is become aware. What foot are you exhaling on? Got it? All right. Now number two, I know this is very, very high tech. This is very high tech and very fancy. Now you switch it around. So now, instead of exhaling, say if you exhaled on your right foot, you get this stitch, what do? Now, you focus on exhaling on your left foot. And that's it. That's it. And you might think, Todd, that's too easy. Well, maybe some things in life are easy, and I like it. So things that I want you to do for the breathing is I want you to focus on breathing from your belly. Let your belly out. Let it out. I know it's hard to do that, but let your belly out. Don't breathe from your chest. Breathe from your belly. And then become aware of what foot are you exhaling on. Is it your left foot or is it your right foot? And you know what? Right now, I don't even know which one it is. I think it's my left foot, but who knows? I find that when I'm running, I can get it. And then, it's that foot. And then when I get the stitch, I got to switch over. I want to tell you a story. Years and years ago, when I was just first starting getting into coaching, I was coaching this guy who wanted to run. He was doing triathlons, and one of the stepping stone events he was doing was a half marathon. And he wanted to run a half marathon in 90 minutes. And I said, all right, I'll run with you. Why not? I'll sign up. I did not have a lot of experience running a half marathon. We did not have paces like these watches back then. So it would be all with, kilometers. But really, I didn't know what I was doing. But I'm like, okay, well, 90 minutes, how hard can that be? I can run, under 40 minutes for a 10K. I'm sure I could do that for 90 minutes. I'm sure I could do a half marathon for 90 minutes. That's what was in my head, right? So I trained him up, and we're at the starting line. And look, I wasn't running a lot back then. I think I was running once or twice a week. That's it, for like 60 or 75 minutes, not a lot. We're at the starting line, and you're already thinking, what's going to go on, Todd? You're already getting yourself ready for disaster, right? So anyways, we're at the starting line, and I turn to him, and he says, Todd, I feel like crap today. I'm like, what? He says, yeah, I feel really bad. I'm sick. I'm stuffy. I can't do it. There's no way I'm in the condition and shape to run 90-minute half marathon. Go, Todd, you run it and be proud. I'll be proud for you. I'm like, all right, I just lost my running partner. The only reason why I signed up for this race is to run with him to get him to 90-minute half marathon. Look, I know what you're thinking, Todd, get on with it. I'm getting on with it. Just give me a second. So I'm running. I feel really good, right? I don't have a lot of experience with the half marathon distance. I'm a pretty good 10K-er, but not half marathon. So I got to probably 5 or 7K, and guess what happened? My buddy, the stitch, came back, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Now, this is a different thing compared to what I just told you, because I did not know that I should switch the pattern on my how I breathe. So I did this instead. I was getting into a whole thing about gratitude at that part of my life. And I think it's wonderful for all of us to do that, focus on being grateful for the things that we have. So I got this stitch in my side, and immediately when something goes wrong in a race, you go, oh no, oh no, oh no. You get all these negative thoughts. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I kind of went to that thought stopping exercise. I said, no, I'm going to do that. I'm going to focus on something else instead. And I focused on saying thank you. I kid you not. I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, every time my foot hit the ground. And I'm wondering if because I did that, it forced me to exhale on the opposite side too. I mean, I don't know. So there's two things that you can do. If you get to a point where you feel like absolute horrible, go to gratitude, look around, be thankful for things you have, say thank you, thank you, thank you. And before you know it, it's gone. And you know what? You know what? What's really cool about it? I finished the race in like 129 or 130, right on the nose. Who knew? Who knew? I was so happy. I was so happy. It was one of those really weird things that you get to a point in the race where you think it's disaster, it's all going to turn into crap. You had the stitch, but then you go to a place of gratitude, and you stay relaxed, and the stitch goes away, and then you meet your athlete's goal. It wasn't my goal, it was his goal. So when you're out running and you have a stitch, take those tips, and I think it's going to work for you. It works for me. Now I can run pretty fast, I can run pretty far, I can run pretty long. And generally, I don't get stitches. And if I do get a stitch, I focus on exhaling to the other side, and the stitch eventually goes away. This is not a cure for them. Like, they still come, right? But it's a way to get rid of them so that you can finish the race and continue on what you're doing. This video was all about run breathing. and what to do when you get a stitch. Hey, thank you for watching. I hope you learned a thing or two, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.